Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
One of the headlines I saw, and I know they had it in prep for last night on the Friday night show, but they didn't get to it.
Lucky for us.
Yeah, because, you know, there was a lot. It's about Donald Trump and his ostensible support for decriminalization, legalization, having the federal government leave the states that have done some of those things alone. And there's been all this fear ever since Donald Trump's been elected about Jeff Sessions, who is not a good guy, but, you know, these fear-mongering articles out there that the decriminalization is done for. Trump's going to crack down. And, you know, there's all this fear-mongering stuff that's been going on, but it looks like that's not what's happening at all.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. As a matter of fact, when we were talkers, the advice from the people who give advice to talk show hosts is always talk about Trump. You got to talk about Trump constantly. We almost never talk about Trump.
There was literally a guy, and, you know, I've got a lot of respect for him. I won't say his name just because I think it was silly, who got on stage and literally said what you were talking about. He had a PowerPoint presentation. Yeah. Put together about how your ratings will shoot up if all you ever talk about is Donald Trump.
There was one guy that was on the stage that said he was channeling Donald Trump as though
our competitor,
right, as though he could do that.
So what this will allow states to do is to legalize and regulate cannabis or keep it illegal as they see fit. And so there again, they're, I like the name of it, 10th Amendment Entrusting States Act, meaning, you know, they're focusing on this idea of the 10th Amendment, which in theory was supposed to allow this sort of variety of options in the states. Like, sure, whatever the government doesn't, federal government isn't involved in, is left to the states, right?
According to the Constitution, the best thing, the things that the federal government are supposed to do is like maintain a navy,
a post office,
yep, you know, raise an army.
Stupid.
Post roads, actually, not post office. So they
Figured they needed to put offices on those.
Those
roads,
offices
apparently
need to be on the roads, right? You know, make coin and regulate money. Really, not much else. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head.
Regulate sort of disputes between the states.
Yeah, right. So, right, they you know, maintain interstate commerce. It really should be a very small organization. It doesn't need all the alphabet soup agencies that it has out there. I could concede that an intelligence organization made sense for the federal government in a world where we need a federal government. I think that, in fact, the federal government could probably be supplanted by just contracts between the states that say that we don't need to, you know, get involved in that stuff, and then maybe, you know, just be an organization that handles the military.
Senator Gardner emphasized that the act would not mandate full nationwide legalization. It would simply allow each state to legalize or prohibit cannabis on its own. And ultimately, that's what the federal government, if it's going to exist, and I don't think it should, but it, people believe in it and it's there. As long as those people are around, they should be allowing the states to make these decisions for themselves. That was the original kind of vision behind the idea of the union, was that states would be able to make different choices and thereby attract different populations and try different things. And so Gardner said, quote, "This is an approach that allows the states to move forward. If a state like Oklahoma, Kansas, or Nebraska chooses to do this, or chooses for themselves not to do this, then they don't have to. The federal law remains the same. Nothing changes for them. But those states like Massachusetts and Colorado, this is the opportunity our founders intended to allow states to be those laboratories of democracy."
And now, the states that don't haven't legalized marijuana are often pretty grumpy about the ones that have.
Why?
They say the things like they say, like Massachusetts says about New Hampshire. All of our gun problems are coming from New Hampshire.
Okay.
Now, the funny thing about this is, New York will say the same thing. The funny thing about this is New Hampshire doesn't have a gun violence problem.
Sure doesn't. The following federal criminal positions under or provisions under the CSA continue to apply. It does prohibit endangering human life while manufacturing marijuana and prohibits the employment of persons under the age of 18 in drug operations. So you can't have any 17-year-olds clipping your buds off your plants and packaging them for sale. But I wonder if that's exempted for families, because isn't there like a rule that says that you can have underage workers, basically, if they're your family members?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
There is, Mark. I'm
yes,
pretty
there
sure
is.
Of this
there's,
because there's
yes.
there's a restaurant out where you are somewhere in the area that has like very young workers working at it that probably would be prohibited if they were hiring somebody. But apparently, it's like some big family, and so they're able to have their kids work in there,
right,
and collecting tips and everything. So the act does prohibit the distribution of marijuana at transportation safety facilities such as rest areas or truck stops. The measure prohibits the distribution or sale of marijuana to persons under the age of 21 other than for medical purposes. So that's unfortunate that they're not going to allow people who are under the age of 21 and, you know, older than 18, for instance, to purchase under this particular scheme. But regardless, it is a huge step in the right direction if this thing passes. Bob, your question was, why is alcohol legal in the sort of conversation that we're having about cannabis, rolling back the decriminalizing or legalizing it? Why is alcohol legal? You started to cite all the terrible things that alcohol does, right?
Yeah, I drink alcohol every day, but I just don't understand why marijuana is illegal when it's harmless. You can't overdose on it. There's nothing wrong with it. So there's clinical purpose for it. There's no purpose for alcohol.
So the answer to the question is the reason why alcohol is legal is because prohibition doesn't work. They tried that. And they're trying prohibition again with drugs. And so even though alcohol may be, you know, damaging to people if they use it in excess, as many things are damaging to people if used in excess, we learned that you need to persuade people. You need to give them reasons to stop. You need to offer them help with stopping when they're ready. You know, you can be there for them on those things. But if you make something illegal, what happens is it goes underground. It becomes an underground product. It becomes more dangerous to manufacture and distribute. It becomes potentially a more dangerous product to use, as we've seen with, you know, bathtub gin or whatever these, you know, very dangerous forms of alcohol were during alcohol prohibition that only came about because they were being manufactured in the underground marketplace. And the same thing's true with drug prohibition today.
You know what Jerry Falwell always used to say? He used to say that you don't have to take the cap off of a sewer that knows what goes on, to know what goes on down there and know it's going to be stinking. So this thing with the marijuana, I think it may have something to do with color people.
But what do you mean?
They prohibited first because the color people was getting some kind of enjoyment out of it, and they felt that was too much. So maybe they want to regulate it and get it out of their hands. So it just turned into a situation where they don't want to go back on it. And you guys act like you trust local government.
Oh, no, I don't trust them at all.
Well, see, you're talking about this legislation. You've not read the whole thing. You don't know what
I'm most of the way through it, though. It's only 6 pages long. I just pulled it up a moment ago.
But we don't know the end legislation is going to look
That's
like.
That's true. We don't.
It may take away prohibitions on states for other more despotic things to do to their citizens.
What do you mean by that? When you say it might take away prohibitions on things for other states to do, can you give me an example?
Okay, here's an example. We have a HIP here in the state of Indiana, right?
A what?
Now, Kentucky, this health program called HIP, it helps people that are down on their luck.
Some of my finest hours have been spent on my back veranda smoking hemp and observing as far as my eye can see. That was Thomas Jefferson. And the other one here is by Terrence McKenna. I don't know who that person is, but it says, if the words of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness don't include the right to experiment with your own consciousness, and the Declaration of Independence isn't worth the hemp it is written on.
Those are good quotes. Pretty spot on.
I can't say that I found marijuana to be the greatest thing in my life or whatever, but that doesn't mean that other people should be thrown in jail because they choose to use it. I think that that's really where people, you know.
Not only that, they shouldn't be thrown into forced treatment either. Because that's, for some people, that's the other answer is, if we don't put them in a jail, we got to put them into treatment because they've got a problem.
You need to handle them exactly the same way that you handle nicotine addicts, alcohol abusers. These are just marijuana addicts and not marijuana users. You know, alcohol users and marijuana users should be treated the same way.
Right, and that's an important distinction to make because the typical prohibitionist will not make the distinction between a user and an abuser. Right. They just go ahead and treat everybody as though they've got a problem. And the reality is, whether it's cannabis or alcohol or many other types of so-called controlled substances, there are people who are users, meaning they use it responsibly. They use it, for instance, when they get home from work, taking it easy in their luxury time. And then there are people who use it addictively, and they, you know, don't show up at work. And there's even provisions apparently that might result in banks being willing to actually open accounts for marijuana facilities, marijuana growers, and that kind of thing.
That's been a huge issue.
Whereas right now, dealing with cash that these places get, dealing with payments, has been very, very difficult in the legal states because the banks are just not cooperating for fear of the federal government. According to the story at Leafly.com, it's a bill that some political observers inside and outside of the D.C. Beltway believe has a real chance of gaining some traction on Capitol Hill and perhaps even becoming law, and that's because the measure was born in part from the deal that Senator Gardner cut with the Trump administration earlier this year. After Attorney General Jeff Sessions rescinded the Cole Memorandum, which was an Obama-era Department of Justice memo that created a federal policy of non-interference in cannabis-legal states, Gardner responded with fury and action. Gardner, who represents the nation's first state to legalize adult-use cannabis, which is Colorado, retaliated by blocking Justice Department nominees until he reportedly received assurances from President Trump that the president would support legislation to protect each state's right to regulate cannabis without federal interference. And so this is what came out of that. That is the States Act quote from Senator Gardner. In 2012, Coloradans legalized marijuana at the ballot box, and the state created an apparatus to regulate the legal marijuana industry. But because of the one-size-fits-all federal prohibition, state decisions like this put Colorado and other states at odds with the federal government. Is it true that in your life, people are actually against cannabis? Does that happen?
Well, it really does seem so. It seems like, with Sessions and his
Sessions is a politician. I said in your life.
Yeah. You're right. In my life. Yeah, because it seems like around here, if you get caught with even a roach or something like that, you're going to get arrested.
That's the government. Okay. Let's exclude the government goons. We know what they're going to do. I mean the people that are in your life, your friends, your neighbors, your family members, your coworkers. How many of them are saying things that are anti-cannabis legalization? Does that actually happen to you?
No,
okay,
it doesn't. I'm really going out of line here about talking about politicians, but
that's fine.
The reason I say that is because basically they're the ones that really can make your life miserable.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. All the politicians have to those that purport to rule you were certainly, send out their stooges to solve their problems.
Exactly.
Or whatever it might be, and then off you sit in the pokey for
the
6 months.
The average person, if somebody at your workplace or somebody in your neighborhood doesn't like the fact that you smoke cannabis, then it's no big deal. You know, you just let the insults roll off your back, and that's the end of that. But the government has the ability to send men with guns and cages after you over this issue, and of course,
yes,
that's going to be way more inconvenient. We've been talking about this potential change here to the federal government that Trump has announced. He is going to support that the federal government not interfere with the states who've legalized or decriminalized cannabis. Senator Warren, who is one of the bipartisan crew here that has introduced this, and her state is expected to open its adult-use cannabis market on July 1st, said, quote, "Outdated federal marijuana laws have perpetuated our broken criminal justice system, created barriers to research, and hindered economic development. States like Massachusetts have put a lot of work into implementing common sense marijuana regulations, and they have the right to enforce their own marijuana policies. The federal government needs to get out of the business of outlawing marijuana." Now, can we replace the word marijuana with all substances? I mean, will that day come in our lifetime where they will, apply their same supposed principle here, right? Because this is based on the principle of states should be able to make their own decisions. Well, shouldn't they also be able to make their own decisions on psychedelic mushrooms, on LSD, on heroin, on, all these other, prohibited substances the federal government has on a list? Shouldn't that be true for everything?
Sure.
It seems to me that at the very least, it should be up to the states. And I think that actually it should be totally legal, period.
Absolutely.
What you put in your body is your own business. You go down to the liquor store or whatever and buy some heroin, put it in your arm before you hit the road. 5 years in prison, you get caught driving like that. You go home and kill yourself, put them in the ground. Just through natural selection alone, the human race become a better thing.
I think that's a true statement.
Yeah, I would feel for the families that are out there, but
the reality is
that people make poor choices all the time, and they don't always have to do with drugs, and right. that suicidal people are going to suicide in many cases, whether you want them to or not.
Right. The reality is people are going to make poor choices whether or not prohibition exists, and all that prohibition does is it's going to make their life worse. So, you know, if you have a drug addiction – and that's your only problem, well, it's certainly a personal tragedy. But if they then go ahead and put you in a prison cell while you're a drug addict, for a lot of people, that makes their lives worse off. Even though they may not be able to get the drugs while they're in jail, although frequently they can get some kind of drugs, especially in prison.
It's really not that complicated. Yeah. It's really not that complicated. It's really not. It's life's pretty simple, and then people complicate it.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy, so I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
I think pot needs to be legalized, and it grows from the ground. Heroin, no. It is man-made. You don't know what you're getting in it, and also with spice. And we have lost people to that because they don't know what they're getting in it, and they die.
Yep. Well, part of the reasons that we have we addressed bathtub gin previously. Part of the reasons that we don't know what's in a given batch of heroin is because heroin isn't legal. I mean, you know, when you buy a Kit Kat bar,
right.
approximately the amount of chocolate and a delicious wafer that you're going to get.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe the competitors to Kit Kat bars, whatever those are, you got some general idea. Whereas with heroin, so there's no regulation in the marketplace. There's no licensure, anything that might exist to control this stuff. It's all black market and there's no controls. That's what you get. I'm not saying that heroin in the absence of, in it being illegal or legal would suddenly just be good for you to take. I'm sure lots and lots and lots of people would choose to abuse it.
No, but you'd have to choose to overdose if heroin were legal, because most overdoses happen these days because of that.
You could still make a mistake.
I just want to make a quick comment about this marijuana thing.
Sure.
I would love to see it legalized, especially here in Michigan. I don't smoke it. I probably won't smoke it even after it's legalized, mm-hmm. but I would love to see it legalized just to put the drug cartels out of business.
It would certainly hurt them. I mean, there's no doubt that that cannabis is a huge factor when it comes to the drug cartels' profits. And if you can take that out of their hands, then, well, they'll still have other drugs that are prohibited to deal with, which is why you ought to end all drug prohibition, and then they'll have nothing that they can do illegally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But one thing, I've seen an article, I think it was in the Colorado thing they were talking about, where drug cartels are opening up dispensaries in Colorado now.
No,
a drug cartel that opens a dispensary is just a business. I mean, you know, at some point or another, the mafia went straight in New York, right? And then they just ran the garbage company. I mean, you know, it's only organized crime when they're committing crime. Otherwise, it's just an organization.
Yeah.
Good point.
But it seems like there should be some kind of regulation that only U.S. citizens can open dispensaries.
Would you generally consider politicians to be liars and thieves?
Oh, God, yeah.
Then why in the world do you want foreign people to obey the scribblings of liars and thieves?
Well, because
in this case, the thieves are working on your side. Come on. Seriously, governments around the world, whether it's this one or the rest of them, are corrupt. And the idea that you're going to just say that this government, which claims the fruit of your labor here, should somehow give you preference, it doesn't make particularly a lot of sense.
Well, he has to obey them, Mark, so should everyone else.
People should be able to – free people can cross the borders of free countries freely, or you don't have free people and you don't have free countries. That's the end of the story. If you want a free country, you need to figure out a solution that does not include restricting movement. I got a solution for you. Here's your solution. You stop welfare. I say stop it across the board, but at the very least, you know, make people that come to this country sign a piece of paper that says if they use welfare, they're going to go to prison for 5 years. Secondly, you allow you say, look, if you want to come to this country and work, that's awesome. You won't be able to vote. Period. End of story.
I take offense to the fact of legalizing any cannabis or any type of marijuana.
Oh, I'm so glad you called. We've been looking for you for years.
Let me tell you that, yes, I would agree to it for medical use only, but it needs to be regulated very, very strongly.
Why?
Against the recreational use.
Okay, why?
Because it's a gateway drug that how do you think people that get started with this opium, the heroin and epidemic that we've got going on, except by zoning out by the use recreationally of pot? They can't deal with society, so they go to pot. And that isn't enough. Man. So
that
they
may
go
very well be the case.
Drugs.
It may very well be the case what? That they can't deal with society and that they, you know, try different methods to get there. But, you know, as I said earlier, losers are going to be losers, whether stuff is illegal or absent or whatever. You know, there's going to be some drug in the future that we've never heard about that losers are going to use. And
but, Mark, if you just put them in prison, that'll help.
Prison will fix it, right? Do you think that prison's a good solution for this?
But the problem is, we
just picked up on a script
there.
Hold on, I have a question. Like the last caller that wouldn't use
marijuana if it was legalized, we are going to be driving down the road. We are going to be plagued with it.
If you poison people without their knowledge, sir, that is murder. That is attempted and successful murder.
No, they would be knowledgeable. They would know that it's
I don't care if you tell them.
And the
you're a madman.
Wow, that
you're
is
absolutely
insane.
Mad.
Okay. Well, you know, I asked for a prohibitionist to call in here tonight, and we got a real live prohibitionist here, Michael. Is there any more brilliant words that you would like to share, brilliant concepts that you'd like to share with our audience about how you want to exterminate human life, those people who smoke cannabis?
Cannabis is something that should be maintained as illegal. It is not a good thing for our society. It does not do anything positive. It just coats it makes the rich people richer. And that's it. Wow. And it'll make those that are smoking it that are potheads and negative parts of our society.
What if I could show you, since you said, you know, it doesn't do anything positive, what if I could show you people who are in your neighborhood, people who are in your town, who are very successful individuals, who are successful, you know, businessmen, doctors, other people who smoke cannabis and have smoked cannabis for years of their lives and have been very, very successful. Would you believe it?
I believe that, yes, they've hidden that. They obviously have some serious mental issues.
If you want to try to control people's behavior, you're going to fail. And not only are you going to fail, you're going to fail spectacularly. You're going to fail from almost every single aspect. Yeah, sure, you're going to put some people in prison. That's happened. There's going to be all kinds of unintended consequences, however, because those people you put in prison, very few of them are actually going to use the time to make their lives better. They're going to, in fact, count the days until they're able to get out and use whatever substance they're looking forward to using the most. Or they'll just acquire their substance in prison.
Most of them aren't, you know, when it comes to marijuana, most of them aren't going to go to jail. They're just going to pay more fines to a government that's going to get more bloated. Police department's going to buy more military-type stuff. They're going to get more invasive. They're going to destroy the Fourth and Fifth Amendments to the United States Constitution, as has happened throughout the drug war. And, frankly, you're not going to be any better off.
Certainly
the United
not.
States is no better off right. 30 years after the drug war.
It's been probably like 40 years at this point. But for those of you just tuning in, the proposal on the table, the federal government, a little bit of good news, is an act that would purport, if it is passed in its current form, to actually roll back the federal government's prohibitions in the states in which they've rolled back prohibition. So if you're in a state where there's some decriminalization, some medical marijuana, or full-on legalization of cannabis, the federal government, if this bill passes and Trump says he's going to likely support it, then the federal government will stay out.
The guy at the end of the second hour, you know, he talked about you know, that they should, you know, poison, you know, the marijuana plants. That actually, that was actually going on back in the early 70s.
Really?
It was talked a lot about. Yeah, where the United States encouraged Mexico to use, it's called paraquat. And it's a weed killer. Mm. And, I mean, it's the stuff is just absolutely deadly. And I mean, I read, you know, this part of this article here when I looked it up, and it just, it causes a lot of health problems. It's swallowed, it's fatal. I mean, that, I don't know, but that guy that said that they should be spraying these plants is just out of his mind.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, I can't believe, I was just blown away when I heard him say that.
It was shocking. Made me think of that. And yes, I understand it's terrible that his daughter died as a result of her, of drug abuse, or maybe, you know, improperly dosed or whatever it was that happened in her story. We don't know the exact details there. I'm sorry that that happened to him, but that is not an excuse to advocate the further hurting of people around you, the further potential killing of people who are your neighbors and
people, other people's children,
co-workers, and other people's children.
I just wanted to let you know, in case you didn't know, that our congressman, our local congressman here, Justin Amash, who's a libertarian Republican, did sponsor a bill to take marijuana off the schedule, the drug schedule, federally.
Oh, great. How did it do? Is it still sort of floating out there? Or
yeah,
did they
kill it? He just did it, I'd say, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, okay. Maybe a month ago.
So there's multiple pieces of legislation involved then in this.
Yeah, absolutely. And he always tries to get a Democrat on board, which he did. And
right.
So it's, you know, bipartisan. And it's really amazing. He's really, really good.
I think he's got the highest rating of all of the representatives, right?
Right.
Since Ron Paul left.
I'm not going to go so far as to call a politician good. I will, however, say he is the best.
I'm totally with you on that one. I mean, and we've had a lot of really bad politicians in this district.
Sure.
And he's the one of all the ones I've had to live through I am happiest with.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.